And welcome back to Afterbird After Hours. We getting strong.
Yeah.
Getting strong, girl.
Lifting.
Lifting some weights. Putting on them LBs.
I don't know what that is.
Pounds. LBS, pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to say like DBs, like dumbbells.
No. I'm out of prep now, so I have a brain.
Okay.
I see now. Getting them heavies.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't like when I say that.
No.
I didn't think so, but it's fine. We are going to get back to some of the roots of the podcast. Doesn't mean that we're going to stop doing some, you know, unique, interesting episodes, but we haven't talked about Orange Theory in a while. Last podcast, we talked about Marathon Month and all the things that you can carry into September. This one, we're getting strong. We might get so strong that Cassie lifts up that microphone, starts doing some curls.
You think I can't lift the microphone?
No, I'm just saying, like, get a little pump on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might need something a little heavier than that.
You got your tank on today?
Yeah.
Showing off them guns? Yeah, girl. So, one thing that is trending in the fitness industry right now is what?
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting. Strength training.
Specifically strength training.
Muscles.
Yes.
The juicy pump.
No.
Yes. Definitely.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, it's definitely trending. Don't search it, though. I don't know what will come up.
But the popularity of having muscles,
yeah,
males and females,
yep,
everyone is becoming way more popular now.
Yep.
In recent years.
And we've had a quote-unquote strength training class, weightlifting. See, when I think weightlifting, I think of Olympic weightlifting. I think of, you know, cleans, jerks, snatches, you know. So when I think weightlifting for me, I go to that world.
Right.
When I think of strength training, I just think of going to a gym and working out, mm-hmm, right? So we've had a strength training class the last couple of years called Lift 45. And that was birthed out of a necessity from COVID because certain states, you couldn't do cardio.
Right.
And you had to be really restricted with how many people you could have in the studio. And there was a lot of these things. So Lift 45 was kind of birthed out of a necessity of opening studio and getting people to come in and take class. And so it's been modified over the year, the last couple of years. And, you know, one, it was split and now it's not split. It's full. And there's been different renditions.
Yeah.
I think we've been trying to figure out what to do with it. We know it's necessary, but also the hard part is they're a little bit more limited with class sizes.
Right. Well, they're more one-on-one.
They're a little bit, yeah, they should be a little more hyper-focused. Mm-hmm. Also, based on our square footages and our layouts, we weren't designed to have, you know, dumbbell racks from 5 to 300 pounds. We only have so much square footage that we can put dumbbell racks. So one, we don't have the weights that maybe we can get 24 people to get the right weights, right? So we've had to modify things. And again, we've had different renditions. In September, we're launching Strength 50. Brand new format, brand new programming. We're super excited about it. I'm a huge fan of it. I think everybody should do weight training.
100%.
Which is why I love Orange Theory, because we still have that component. Most people just don't understand the benefit of it.
There's a stereotype around it, isn't there?
Of course. Yeah.
So
I'm going to get big and bulky. Yes, if you're eating 3,000 calories a day, your protein's, you know, optimal ranges, then yeah, you're gonna put on some size. And if your hormone levels are where they should be, those things change too as you get older. If you're synthetically getting hormones, those things change too, right? Yeah. So there's multiple different variables that go into the stereotype. Does it happen? 100%. Yes, your body is a amazing machine that physiologically adapts, mm-hmm, to stress. What is stress?
Cortisol goes up.
It, and also working out is stress to the body.
Yes. Healthy stress.
But yes, the body has to adapt. The body has no idea if you're getting yelled at by your boss or you're lifting 25 pounds. It's going to take it as stress. Mm-hmm. It's just a different type of stress that it needs to adapt to. Once it's adapted to the 25-pound dumbbell curls, then that 25-pound dumbbell curls stops adaptation. So now you got to grab 30s. Then the 30s create new stress, and your body has to build up the strength, the new tissue to be able to lift that 30 pounds effectively, and then it adapts, and then you kind of stop at 30, right? So, or you do 30 for 15 instead of 10. So there's different ways to manipulate that as well, yeah. and to get around that adaptation of stress. But at the end of the day, the body's going to adapt to what you give it. So strength training's vitally important. The stereotype, for the most part, when you're talking about, like, let's talk about women, that's the stereotype usually is like, I'm going to get big and bulky.
Right.
Okay. Not lifting 5 pounds, not lifting 10 pounds, you're not.
No.
Not eating 1,500 calories a day.
Heck no.
You're not. So if that's your routine, congratulations, you won't be a stereotype. You won't be a statistic.
Yeah, no, not even close.
And I would prefer that you lean heavier on becoming the statistic because it's a good thing.
Long term, there's so many other benefits that people don't think about.
Yes. And let's be honest. You're not going to look like Miss Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. That takes so much.
That's
totally different.
It's a lot of time. It's a lot of dedication. And I'm telling you right now that 99% of people aren't going down that road. But that's okay. That's not the goal, I don't think, for 99% of people.
No, and Strength 50 just gives people an opportunity to be in front of just resistance training, just the weights.
Right.
You don't have to worry about, like, people will go into class mm-hmm. and they'll do the tread side first, and they're like, I'm going to give everything you got to the treadmill, and then they can't lift as heavy. Or vice versa, they'll go on the rower side and, you know, lift their weights first. I want to get my weights out of the way, but I still want to have energy for the treadmill.
Yep.
So there's, you know, the kind of the pros and cons of, you know, either side that people try to save their energy for.
Yep.
Or don't have enough energy for. So when you can go into a Strength 50 class, there's nothing else that you have to prepare your body for. You're just lifting.
You're there for the weights.
Just lifting.
Yep.
That's it.
So with Strength 50 coming, I would encourage everybody to try to find a Strength 50 class to get into. Now, we cannot put them at Popular Times, which is what I was talking about earlier, and I got sidetracked by stereotypes. We can't put them in top Popular Time slots because we still have to run our typical Orange 60 classes, because that's the bread and butter. That's the foundation of what we do it. And I still believe 1,000% that you need Orange 60s. Mm-hmm. From a health standpoint, cardiovascularly, you need strength. You need Orange 60s.
Yes.
Strength 50 does have a place. Not only are you able to build lean tissue, but what's lean tissue attached to? Tendons. What are tendons attached to? Bones. So as you strengthen the muscle, the tendon strengthens, as well as you create bone density. And so there's a cascade or ripple effect from weight training. Also, when you put on lean tissue, what happens to your metabolism?
That shoots up, baby.
It increases. You need more calories to feed the new tissue that you're breaking down than tissue that you're building. And you in turn have a more active environment in your body. Your body becomes more active. It's becoming more efficient at burning through what you're giving it. And so you don't become static or sluggish with your metabolism and your inner workings of your body. So, and you have different hormonal responses to weightlifting versus cardio. Mm-hmm. With all that being said, are you going to put on some tissue? Yeah. New tissue, new muscle? Yeah. If you're lifting the right amount of weight, you're eating the right things. And so what I want to do is I want to do a little mini series on Strength 50 as we move into the month of September, because as we launch Strength 50, you know, there's a lot of amazing coaches in the Orange Theory Network. This is the hardest product to coach because you have to be a master at working the room, customizing workouts for 18 people, 20 people, however many people are in your class. And we have to do it within inside 50 minutes. So I want to help coaches by maybe giving some high-level bullet points on how to approach Strength 50. And then this way, when you get into class, you can take some of these bullet points with you, and it kind of helps the coach a little bit and the network that they have some of the large bullet points out of the way, and they can focus on some of the nuances to your specific body, whether you have mobility issues or strength issues, whatever it may be. But I think that these bullet points we're going to cover over the next couple of weeks can apply to anybody. So that's what I want to do kind of moving in September. But to kick things off, Strength 50 at a high level, get in, take a class, and alternate.
And they're split, right? So
yeah.
Majority of studios will have an upper body day,
yep.
Lower body day. There's a full body.
I think it's Monday upper, Tuesday lower, Wednesday full,
yep.
Thursday upper, Friday lower, Saturday, Sunday full.
Yep. So majority of studios will have some sort of variety in their schedule, so you should hopefully be able to see all three.
Yep.
So say if you take three regular Orange 60s in a week, whatever your schedule is, however you work it out with your studio, say you're able to take an upper body strength 50 and then a lower body strength 50 on top of that.
Yep.
And work out those different muscle groups in addition to your regular training, or vice versa. Maybe yep. you do 4 days a week and you do three regular Orange 60s and you squeeze in a full body strength 50 class or whatever
yeah.
you feel like you may need that week, because obviously a regular Orange 60s are full body.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the day, you may see something a little bit more than others.
Sure.
So it gives you a little bit of flexibility to include what maybe you feel like that week you maybe missed out on, or you didn't get enough of, or maybe something you want to focus on a little bit more specifically. Like, I'm going to grow my legs,
mm-hmm.
or I want a bigger chest, so I'm going to go to some bigger or heavier upper body days.
That beach ball booty.
Yeah.
So if you want that, hit a lower day.
Look, we're going into fall, y'all, but that doesn't mean you
growing season.
Yeah, that's bulking season.
That's growing season, man. You can put the hoodies on and everything, except for Florida.
Not right now.
Yeah,
couple more months.
Yeah, I heard somebody the other day say we got two seasons. We got summer and January.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So like Cassie said, I think it's cool because you can kind of now customize your workout for the week based off of the Orange 60s and then also the different layout programming wise of the Strength 50s. With that being said, if you're going to do an Orange 60 and then back to back, if you're going to go right into a Strength 50 or do a Strength 50 right into an Orange 60, please do a couple things. Hydrate and eat enough calories that day that you can recover your muscles.
Because you've already depleted yourself.
Correct.
In one class. So if you're
yep.
going to go into the next, like you said, you're not going to perform optimally.
No.
If you're not hydrated and you didn't consume enough calories prior.
And think about it. You're going potentially 2.5, maybe 3 hours where you're not eating or yeah. supplying your body with some sort of fuel. So you need some fuel beforehand, and then you need some fuel post. And I would have it with me. If I was you, like,
that's not a granola bar, people.
Yeah, it's not a granola bar.
It's not a banana.
Yeah, I mean, a banana's great, but
yes,
like in
for
addition,
one class.
Correct. In addition to, I would, you know, I would encourage, like, for me on OTF days, my pre workout meal, I eat it about an hour before. It's a half a cup of oats, 30 grams of blueberries, a banana, a tablespoon of PB2 powder. And then scoop and a half of protein. That's my pre-OTF meal. Post, I'm hitting either, depending on where I'm at, about 6 egg whites, and then some type of carb, whether it's another banana or it's a couple rice cakes with some jelly on top, something like that. That's going to be my post. And then I go into my normal meals for the day. But you have to have those fueling and refueling meals around your workouts.
It's pointless otherwise.
Or you're just going to go in there and waste your time.
Yeah.
So Strength 50, we're excited about it. I think that everyone should be excited about it. You know, we did a whole episode series in January on gains. The whole idea was to stop losing and start gaining. And I'm excited that Orange Theory has kind of gotten onto the...
The gain train.
We kind of started this thing back in January, at least in OTF 904, we had the whole campaign of stop Rezzo losing and start gaining. And so if you haven't visited those episodes, go back a couple months to January, find the gains series, and maybe re-listen to it. It's a great time to re-listen to it as we approach, you know, the end of the year. Maybe it re-inspires you to get back to gaining something. We didn't talk about just gaining muscle. We talked about all different things that you can gain. So there was a lot of good conversation around gain. They're short episodes, 6-7 minutes.
No more than 10.
No.
10 minutes max.
So go back and listen to how to gain certain things. Strength 50, not just about gaining muscle, gaining strength, gaining confidence, gaining range of motion and mobility, mm-hmm. gaining maybe a new sense of self-awareness that like, oh, I can lift heavier than I thought. Yep. Gaining a new perspective of what strength training means or maybe what having quote-unquote muscles means. Here's the thing. Muscles and being ripped are two different things.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times they're bled together. So when you see people in the magazines, you're like, oh, they have muscles. Yes, visibly.
We all have muscles.
Yeah, yeah.
We move.
Those are just more visible based off their body fat level.
Right.
So don't be so caught up in like, I don't want to look like that because they got capped shoulders and their triceps are popping. Okay, guess what? You also have the same exact muscles. They just have a lot less body fat. Mm-hmm. So that's why you can see them and they're popping more.
Right.
That's achievable at an extreme. Been there, done that this past year. But just because, so don't get confused that that's what having muscle means. And I think that's a lot of times a misconception.
Of course.
Is when I start lifting weights, I'm automatically going to have shoulders popping. Dude, if that was the case, don't you think you'd see more people walking around that look like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Think about everybody you see go to the gym. Big box gyms have 5,000 to 10,000 members. Do they all look like that? No. Do most of those people strength train? Yes. Do most of them eat bad? Yes. But that's a different conversation. But doesn't mean
they want to get that Chick-fil-A after their workout.
It doesn't mean they're not strong. It doesn't mean that they don't have muscle. It just means that they don't have the level of body fat that most people associate, you know,
right.
Big and bulky.
Right.
Big and bulky to me is soft and over 15% body fat for men. That's big and bulky to me. I think having a physique that you're confident with, that's what's important.
Absolutely.
Finding that balance is up to you. So stop looking at, we talked about this before. Cassie can't have her body, whoever it is. It's not her body.
Right.
You have your own body. I have my own body. And being able to achieve what you feel most comfortable and confident in is what is important.
That is what matters the most, is confidence and changing your physique and, you know, your clothes fit differently.
Yeah, again.
That's what builds the confidence and makes a big difference when you do start resistance training.
I'm going to tell you this. We talked about it last episode. When you look good, you feel good, you play good. Deion Sanders. In everything in life, when, you know, if you're in business, what happens when you see somebody in a suit that's tailored, looks good, nice little V taper, you know, they're put together, shirt's tucked in, nothing's hanging over, versus somebody else that walks in, maybe not like that? Mm-hmm. Whose attention do you get drawn to? Typically, the first guy. I'm not saying that this is not an inclusive thing, whatever. I'm just saying, generally speaking, they're going to walk in with a different level of confidence because they look good, they feel good, they're going to perform good.
It's like when I get up in the morning, I don't have to like do my hair and put on makeup when my work uniform is like a gym outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But that sets my day and it makes me feel better. Like I'm going to actually get something done.
Yeah.
So same thing when you go work out and you're kind of more confident in your skin, like absolutely, like I'm going to walk around feeling a heck of a lot better and have a little bit more confidence, and that grows over time.
And confidence doesn't just come from the aesthetics of how you look. Confidence comes from what you know you're capable of. Let's use those two scenarios again. The person who comes in, looks good, they're fit, they work out. Maybe they're not shredded, but you can tell that they work out. Guess what they also have? Discipline. Guess what they also have? Consistency. I know that that person has the ability to, you know, do whatever they say they're going to do because they're disciplined and they're consistent. Versus somebody else that maybe I'm like, questionable. Mm-hmm. So when you get into a weight training program and you start doing strength training, confidence doesn't just come from how you look. Confidence comes from what you know your abilities are and you know you're able to perform. And I think that carries over to every aspect of your life. I think strength training is fantastic. I love the Orange Theory workout. I said it last episode. I love the Orange 60 workout. I love it. Mm-hmm. Out of 20 plus years in fitness, I think Orange 60 is hands down the best all-inclusive workout. It's like, what's the best all-inclusive resort in the world? I don't know. I haven't been there, but there's one out there. Mm-hmm. They have the best food, they have the best rooms, they have the best service, they have the best pools, they have the best location, they have the best beach, they have the best this, they have the best that, the best transportation, the best this. That's Orange Theory. It's the best all-inclusive workout.
Most bang for your buck, yo.
But now adding Strength 50 to it?
That's in addition to your membership, by
that's
the way.
In addition to,
you
yeah.
Get that plus everything else.
Correct. We're just adding more value to what you can do with us. And, you know, adding that to what is already the best workout, in my opinion, that's out there. What else do you need? So get your butt into a Strength 50 class.
Give it a try.
Give it a shot.
You won't be disappointed.
And if your students don't have it, I apologize. I can't make them have it. So don't text me. Don't DM us. It's that's up to them. Maybe you start a petition or something. You know, scheduling wise, they're not going to be popular time slots.
Nope.
Generally speaking, we're going to put them in time slots that we can't put a regular Orange 60 based off of attendance wise. So we're going to try to have different time slots. And you know what? People are going to play with them. They're going to play with time slots and they're going to have some different things that they try. So don't get mad at your studio because it's not the exact time you want. You know, if there's enough people that want it, then maybe it happens. I don't know. But I don't do schedules for every studio. All right. But get your butt into Strength 50, enjoy it, get some gains, and then if you need to, go back and listen to our gains episodes.
Yep.
So until then, Cassie's gonna get strong on y'all. All right.
We're trying.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.